Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome to the show there. This is a Wednesday show, and Rob explained to me that we have lots of birthdays today, so we want to get right to that without further ado. But I noticed that you said there are six pages of these birthdays.
Yeah,
normally we have five. Then you said that it's different because they're actually probably five or even less than five, but you put it on a different... I'm totally confused.
No. There's a lot... You'll see there's a lot of spacing. I don't like you to have to flip pages inside of a letter. You know what I mean?
So inside of a letter.
To get all of them on one page.
I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, that way he doesn't have
smart.
To... like. And so there's a lot of white space.
He's broken them up.
Yeah, they're busted up. So it's really about five pages.
Did anyone notice the dripping sarcasm from Mr. Oscar Santana?
No, I actually... That was honesty.
The way he said that.
Because if you have to flip a letter while you're reading it, it gets you off your game. So it's easy just to finish a letter and then go to the next page.
Yes, for example, if I'm leading... we have a greeting from Trip Avlek, who says...
try to keep it broadcast friendly, all capital letters and everything, you know, without flipping a page in between the letters. So
we've heard on the show, where did the other page go? Like before, so this is perfect.
Yeah, so
this is
yes,
perfect.
You have heard that. Yes, yes you have.
And
yes,
also, Mike, there's
just another example. Thank you of my total unprofessionalism.
This is an easier play. Is
now,
what I'm
Mike, thank you so much.
Something
thank
else
you.
Huge this week.
Such a non-pro,
Mike. Something so huge this week in the mailbag that you're really gonna love. It's the return of an old friend.
That's starting. Well, let's start then. Yes. I like that. I love this. Thank you. That's like a present to me, right? Thank you.
I love that. Been waiting 7 days to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not all about us or all about me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about you. It's all about you, baby. Hey, has anyone seen the? It's online. The Jennifer Aniston Arab Emirates airline commercial?
Oh, I have not.
Oh.
Yeah. Solid?
She's just got it.
You know, she's
That's
hotter
incredible.
Now.
She's, yes, she is.
Than she was in Friends.
She has that way about her, and she's running around the plane in a bathrobe. No skin, but it's just her being her. And
sexy.
You know, she's the only person that could get away with doing a commercial slamming American Airlines as she does a commercial for a Middle Eastern airline.
She
really
is the
was.
Best reason to watch any of those horrible bosses movies.
Yeah, I know. That,
yeah.
You're, that's
she's
absolutely
dead
true.
Sexy yeah. And all. And
because that guy, I'll tell you one guy that I hope I never see him on screen again.
Yes.
If that screaming guy that got the laughs from screaming doing the high
oh,
voice.
He's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Somebody,
it's just
I'd like
Charlie,
to see,
right?
I'd like to see, is his name Charlie?
No, that's his character name in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh,
and he plays
God.
The same character, but in other movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, he doesn't do anything different, and it's just like, you know, he's going to hit the high voice, and it's like you have to turn it down when you're watching it on TV. But anyway, it's not all about him or me, or it's all about you. And we have a new youngest listener.
Welcome to
the world, Miren Ellis, born September 30th in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. Wonderful. I've been to St. Croix, beautiful island. Mother and baby are doing well, and the dad is old. Well, maybe it's one of these modern families again, where they're, you know, that's what you do. You impregnate the woman and take her to a far-off place where she can't escape.
A land, Mike. Yes. A far-off land.
That's the way I did it.
He loves hearing about you and me raising our kids because we are also older, and he's taking a page from our notebook. I think that's
you know,
nice.
There are days that I handle it well, and then there are days that I feel... When I'm talking about my son, that I have to explain it to every stranger within 12 feet around me. Yes, he's my son, not my grandson. Thank you. My
grandson.
Grandson. Kevin Engel, Is this another angle?
No,
is
different angle. Different angle.
Okay, turn douchebag 30 plus 2 this week and celebrated with his own birthday tradition, trying to drink an entire bottle of Jameson's on his birthday. I'm a trained professional, and oh my God, we wish him well, but you
have
you
to start early.
Yeah, not recommended.
You can't do that.
No.
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 I did it. I'm not going to tell you the story when I did. It wasn't a bottle of Jameson's. It was a bottle of Tully, I think. Tullamore Irish Dew. Back in a very, very, very tough time for us.
I remember.
You remember that, Rob. You know that story. Brandon Young turns 35 in a few days. Pretty soon, he might have to change his name to Brandon Old.
Oscar caught it on the first bounce.
It wasn't
Oscar
funny.
Oscar is in a funny way today.
Yep.
It was a hack like joke.
Oscar
thank you for listening.
Looked at me in the monitor like this. He's like,
he's excited. He's excited about his gig tonight.
No. I'm not excited about that. It's schoolwork,
Rob. We'll talk about that later. You don't.
What?
You handle that. Huh? Okay. We talk about that, Oscar.
There we go.
Okay. Oscar's seminar. thank you. Let me see. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, a belated happy birthday to Mike Smith and Wesley Chagnon or
Chagnon.
Chagnon. Last weekend, one turned 47 and the other turned 1. Oh. I'll let you guess who sent this in. P.S. Wesley is a result of Sex Boy instructing Chris and Monica the basics of baby making.
Oh my God, are we going to get a rare appearance? I love.
Let's see.
When Sex Boy comes by.
Hold on there. Hold on. Let me bring the low end up. There we go.
Hey, Sex Boy.
Yeah. How's that sound? Does that sound good, guys? Are you hearing me loud and clear?
Very loud.
Okay. Remove her clothes and get to it. Sex Boy.
Hey, Sex Boy. Before you go, we had a really weird moment before you got here trying to explain your character to Rachel, our intern. She didn't quite understand that you're 12 years old, right?
Yes, well, now I'm 9 for a while.
You were 9
it's
for a while.
It's a sick, just stream of consciousness, ill-thought-out bit that is really not that funny. That's the way I would look at it, but some people just unhinge
some
their jaw because of the funny little voice, Rachel.
Okay?
And Rachel, listen, we're not going to explain the whole show to you. Right? Go back to your research! Do your research!
Oh, my God.
Sex Boy's getting fussy.
He's angry.
Oh, that's all right.
Someone's fussy.
Hormones!
I enjoyed hanging with you, and now hold on. Here I go, Sex Boy. Oh!
There he goes.
I wonder if he's jealous of all the superheroes out there now.
You bet he is.
You think he's going to get a Marvel movie?
Oh, no.
No,
he never cashed in. Awful. He never cashed in.
He didn't sign that contract.
PG-13. Yes.
Very, very sad. Very, very, very sad. So, oh, my God. We're only halfway through the first page, boys.
I understand.
Here is a special SAD shout-out to Eric Ward. SAD Eric. mega fan Sam Kleinrock has a birthday today. He's 38. Let me see. Here, should I read the editor's note,
please,
Rob?
Do. Please do.
Editor's note, he sounds like a Flintstones character, perhaps a Hollywood agent.
Hey, Mr. Flintstone, I'm Sam Kleinrock, and that's exactly the voice Rob wanted me to do.
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Flintstone, Sam Kleinrock here. We got a great three-picture deal for you.
All right, there we are. From the planet of four named people, Christian Andrew Brewster Johnson.
Boo.
Are you kidding me? Are you really? Really? Seriously?
Oh, every name, like every name whiter than the one before it.
Christian Andrew Brewster Johnson Smith Timmons.
Anyway, he is now halfway to 90 and feels like it on most days. Salute. Thank you. Aaron and Brittany Riggs had their fifth wedding anniversary last weekend. How about that? Isn't that something? Would you just look at that? Sophia Bayer of Hagerstown, Maryland, turned 7 yesterday, but not only was it her birthday, but she is smarter than the average bear. Get it? That's a Rob Spiewak joke if I've ever heard one.
Oh, they mostly are.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy first birthday to Tula Monroe. That's a cool name.
Yes.
Could Charlie please sing to her? Okay. All right. Hold on. Charlie, here's the name right here. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlie.
Tula, tula, tula.
Aw, Charlie.
Tula, tula, lie.
So sweet of you.
Very nice.
Happy birthday, Tula. S-A-D, you guys.
Charlie, Stu, and Stabler.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the interns, I've been listening to your show since high school, then all through my 4 years at VCU, Woo! 2 years of graduate school, and 3 years working for our nation's space program in Huntsville, Alabama. Yes, you should be very afraid. I turned 27 on Sunday, October 4, and I'm sorry I didn't send this in time for last week's mailbag, but I was busy helping rescue Matt Damon from the surface of Mars. There we go. Love you guys, and I hope to be listening to you for many years to come. Keep bringing the funny, Josh Brock.
Josh Brock. Oh,
thank you, Josh.
Josh Brock. I hope if Josh Brock gets a chance to visit the Annapolis area, he can head over to the Bay Bridge, and on his way down to the beach, stop by the Whitehall Inn for some of Josh Brock's famous fruit fritters.
I didn't realize Josh made the fritters.
Yes.
Oh, it's
good. I do a bit on a restaurant that is now got weeds growing up around
exactly.
the floorboards.
Abandoned restaurant.
Guys, my name is Dave Jenkins, and I'm a longtime listener since the summer of 1986 and WAVA. I had the honor of playing Low Budget Jeopardy once and even attended the pilot episode of the Primetime Video Zoo at Channel 9.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
That is so a diehard listener.
What happened is one summer Channel 9 bumped Stacey Keach's Mike Hammer.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And they did 4 episodes of a video show that Mike hosted with Don.
Whoa.
So
yeah.
embarrassing.
That was
so
a good show.
Primetime video show.
Primetime Video Zoo.
My historical information aside, Friday, October 16th is my 22nd wedding anniversary, and I wanted to wish my wonderful wife, Tracy, a very happy anniversary and thank her for making my life so special.
Oh,
additionally,
sweet.
Monday, the 19th, is only... The 19th is only by my 49th birthday.
Not only my 49th birthday. I'm sorry. Typographical.
Additionally, Monday the 19th is only by my 49th birthday. I'm just looking at it and trying to figure out if you didn't have Rob babbling in the background on how to read this, how I would. Additionally, Monday the 19th is only by my 49th. What is the sentence supposed to be?
This was a heavily reconstructed letter.
You were drinking and you didn't proofread it.
No, not a drop. Right. But I do think that what happened is spell check got me. It should be Monday the 19th is not only my 49th birthday.
There it is. Monday the 19th is not only my 49th birthday, but my daughter's sweet 16 as well. I also wanted it stated publicly that Corinne was the best birthday present that I will ever receive. Isn't that sweet?
That is very sweet.
Could WMAL's Ken Beatrice please acknowledge my letter? Thanks for always bringing the funny, Dave Jenkins. Well, in order to find out if we're going to do that, we have to go over to the slot machine area. Let's see what happens.
I love this.
Empty. And 2 cherries. That's
not a winning combination.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Dave, that's Rob's fault. I might have done it, except for the sentence. Thank you very much. Hi, fellas. Next Friday, October 9th, is my 47th birthday. Meh. Since I know my family is too lame to request a shout-out for me, I'm here to do it myself. So embarrassing, I swear. But here's the thing. I don't want to hear my name, an impression, the traditional birthday song, or even a mention in the mailbag. No fanfare is necessary. What I would love, however, is to hear a song by my favorite artist, Richard Marx. Oh. Shut up! In between segments at some point next week. That's it. Just a song. Hearing my favorite singer on my favorite podcast, Richard Marx.
I know,
jeez.
Right?
That'll make my birthday the happiest ever. Thanks. Love you guys. Cindy Baruti. Well, Rob, it's your call. You
Richard
you engineer
Marx,
the music on the show.
Richard Marx will rear his big moose head today.
Okay. Very good. What? Give me a Richard Marx hit. Is that
right here waiting for you?
Right? Yeah.
I think.
It's 1980s. It's like an acid flashback. Hello, boys. The next letter says, I want to wish my husband, Patrick, a happy wedding anniversary. This Friday, October 9th, marks 5 years. I also want to wish my twin sons, Jack and James, a happy birthday on Thursday, October 8th. They will be 2 years old and listen to the show with me daily. About a month ago, I noticed that Jack is Mike's number one fan. At the end of every episode, he yells, bye, Mike!
So do I.
Aw, that's sweet.
Then he looks at me and says, Mama, more Mike. He also says this randomly throughout the day. good boy. And also to family and strangers alike. Thank you from Kate Thomas. That's my favorite letter so
That's
far.
Awesome.
I appreciate that. Hi, Ripe, Rob, Mike, Oscar, and Pony. I've been a huge fan since the early 90s, and you guys are like friends to me. I can't imagine life without TMOS and hope the show will go on forever. My birthday wish goes out to Brian Padgett, who turned 60 on October 4th. We are on a road trip right now, and your shows have been keeping us laughing the whole way. Incidentally, if you are a new listener to the show, I should share with you that stockpiling this show on road trips is a very popular activity.
Oh, wonderful activity.
So, let me see. He is a newish listener and a total addict. It would mean the world to him if Mike would do a shout-out for him. Do you think Mike could do it in German? I love his accent because it's really authentic. Okay, and she gives me the German, or yeah. Is that your German?
No,
or
this is what she wrote. This is what she wrote.
All right, let me see. Boy, these are tough words. All right. Herzlichen Glückwunsch zum Geburtstag. Let me try it again.
Okay.
Herzlichen Glückwunsch zum Geburtstag. Brian.
That's it.
Thanks for all the joy and entertainment, plus the funny, relatable, heartfelt, and open honesty. Not to mention the real-life drama you bring to all of us on a daily basis. You make a lot of people happy, and I'm honored to be one of your fans. Well, that's a sweet letter, Veronica. Veronica Mallon from Mount Vernon, Washington. A beautiful town. Thank you very much, Veronica. Next letter says, yo-ho!
Yo-ho!
That's a Timbertina. My husband, Bobby Schweitzer. Sounds like a guy that ought to play piano for Sammy in the Sands.
I agree, yeah.
All right, I would like to introduce my accompanist, Bobby Schweitzer, ladies and gentlemen. He's been a fan since the Don and Mike days and got me hooked on TMOS 4 years ago. We're in the process of relocating from Atlanta to Chicago and have been apart for over a month. Bobby? Had to start his job quickly, but you guys are like the crazy uncles we never had, giving us a consistency and laughter that helped get us through the stressful days. We'll be together next week, but unfortunately, we'll be apart for Bobby's 32nd birthday on October 7th. Could baby Julia say hello to Bobby? We imitate her greeting often, and I know it would make his day. Thanks for all that you do, guys. Keep bringing the funny, Megan Schweitzer. And without further ado,
hello.
There she is.
My favorite hello.
That's Julia.
Hello.
That's lasted a long time in my little replay.
Like 14 right. years ago.
Absolutely. Wow. That's wonderful. And moving right along, hello, TMOS. In 2013, my family and I moved to our current home when my wife was transferred by her employer. I left a 23-year career in broadcast journalism to help her career. By the way, I once worked at WINK-TV in Fort Myers and often partied with Shep Smith, who worked across town at the NBC affiliate. Oh, I'd love to get that guy to
Good
tell
stuff.
Me some stories. Yeah. It took me forever to land employment in my new town, and TMOS kept me going every day. I couldn't wait until 1 p.m. Central Time when the podcast would get uploaded as I applied for job after job with no luck. Listening to the gang bust each other's balls kept me going and lifted my spirits day after day. What a wonderful thing to say. As the financial situation started to grow serious, the laughter from the show provided a way to blow off some of the steam built up from the stress of my continued unemployment. Wow. Finally, I was hired by an ideal company to make product videos as part of their marketing efforts. Thank you to everyone at TMOS for helping me to get through each day with a laugh and a smile. I'm not sure where I'd be without Mike, Oscar, Rob providing my daily dose of humor. That's so sweet. You can be sure that when I start buying all of the new video gear for our company, I'll be going through the TMOS Amazon link.
Yes. Nice.
As a small token of my thanks for the priceless service that you and the gang gave me when I needed it most. Marvelous letter. Thanks so very much. I'll hang up and listen now. Sincerely, Randy Hansen of Dallas, Texas. Randy, what a great note. That's the stuff that keeps me going. I love that. And let me see. Got a couple more here. Friends, I'm hoping you can help me wish my husband, Josh Frumpkin. Is it me or does it seem like Josh Frumpkin is in the mail?
He's everywhere.
No, last week
he's
was...
He's here every third week.
No, last week was Mrs. Frumpkin's birthday. This week is Josh's birthday.
You're meticulous about
this,
right?
Yes.
You know if somebody's trying to dupe you.
No. He would never try to cheat me. He's the amazing Frumpkin. As
and
honest as
Jeopardy
the day
is. He's the
he
Jeopardy
is.
Whiz, and we love him. Friends, I'm hoping you can help me wish my husband, Josh Frumpkin. I guess I just see that name. That name jumps out
at me. It's a lot of run on the show.
And you know what? He's got a brother, too. He got a brother.
He's got a Frumpkin. There's another Frumpkin out there?
Yeah, there is.
Frumpkin Square.
Well, it's their anniversary. Happy anniversary, Josh and Alicia. This Saturday, October 10th, we celebrate 11 years of wedded bliss. He You may be the dumbest smart guy I know. It took him 3 weeks to get my birthday greeting into the show, after all. But he is my favorite first husband so far. Thanks a ton. Alicia. Alicia Frumpkin. And Josh, go back on Jeopardy. We'd love
That's
to see
sweet.
That. Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, our final letter. We have reached our final letter, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yes, it was 6 pages worth, Rob Spiewak. Guys, I've been listening. All right, stop it.
Crowd goes
I've been
wild.
Listening to y'all since 1995. Well, y'all do a good show. No, I'm sorry. I've never had a chance to see any of you in real life. I'm starting to think you are all holograms. Big, sexy, juicy, beefy, giggly holograms.
Oh, my.
I'm so freaking jazzed to see you guys at the Foxy Place on October 14th. I telecommute for work on the day after, so I'm free to get all my I hate DC frustrations out with some serious drinkage. Slow down. I can't wait to see you guys for the first time. You've really kept me from freaking out living in the stupidest metropolitan area in the whole freaking world. Signed, your pony-crazed homo lunatic in North Barthesda.
Barthesda?
Barthesda.
North Barthesda, where malls crumble, metro trains turn around, and people leave for four car lengths in front of themselves at signal lights because, well, they're effing stupid. Chad, I want to meet you.
Yes.
Thank you very much for the letter, and start the show, you humplets.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You ever go to a brand new doctor, and the moment he walks in, you're like, no. I was sitting there. I'm nervous enough. Doctor walks in. All the buttons on his lab coat were off by one. If he can't nail that task, I don't think I want his doctor paws on me. And I know this is going to sound like I'm making this up. This is the absolute truth. He was late. I don't get that. I don't get why it's okay for the doctor to be late. If I have a 2 o'clock appointment, I want the doctor looking at me at 2 o'clock. And the only way I think it would be okay for the doctor to be late is if at 5 of 2, you're in the waiting room, and you notice from under the door that leads to the back rooms a pool of blood. I think we might be delayed. Then it would be okay for him to be 5 minutes late. Clamp whatever's doing that and get me back there. I want to hear a clamp noise and him saying, my 2 o'clock is here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the award-winning Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo!
On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Right now at Vistaprint, we've been telling you about it a great deal. Get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. There is no better way to promote your small business. There's just something great about handing somebody a card. We all love it. It's kind of traditional. It's old school.
Nice.
You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided, or even raised print. Vistaprint does it all. So easy, so user-friendly. You can choose from Vistaprint's great templates, or you can add your own logo or artwork. It's easy to make a card that really screams you. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business. Vistaprint does it, and they're efficient, too. They've got the best customer service, and they guarantee you'll be happy. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Well, hail, hail, the gang's all here. And very, very interesting night last night. I'd like to send out my sincere condolences to all the New York Yankee fans that unfortunately will not be going deeper into the playoffs.
It's sad. It's sad when they lose, right?
Oh, that's the worst. You know, it's the worst way to be a sports fan. It's to be the Schadenfreude sports fan is not a good place to be. I'd rather be out there rooting for my own team than having my team nowhere near the hunt and just enjoying the misery of a team that I hate, the New York Yankees. So that's what it was. That's
now,
why I
know
I
you sometimes you text back and forth with certain Yankee fans. Were
yes.
You, any of that
yes.
going on last night?
No, no. I'm not a good. Friend of his anymore. Oh. So that's the way that goes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that friendship
no.
died.
That friendship most sincerely died. I'll tell you over drinks next week.
Sure,
I'll tell you
I like
exactly
that.
What happened with that. I probably mentioned it, but yeah, it's sad. It's sad. Not a particularly close friendship, but sometimes people do things and you just say, enough.
Time to thin the herd.
Never
exactly.
really liked you to start with, to be perfectly honest with you. Was put together because of circumstances. That's
I understand.
That
it happens.
Yes. Oh, by the way, speaking of friends that I still talk to, Officer Jerky will be making an appearance at our Mad Fox appearance a week from tonight. Do you realize that the Officer Jerky, that is his jurisdiction.
Is that his beat?
That is his beat.
Whoa.
So not only he will be coming in uniform, he will be going back to the station, and he will be showing up a little later ready for an evening.
Nice.
Now, that is Wednesday, October 14th at 6 p.m. Mike, do you know offhand the address?
I don't, Rob. You'll have to give that to me. Thank you very much for taking that cue right away. Hmm. What is the address, Rob?
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Ah, I need it again.
Can you give that to me a little louder?
Yeah, one more time, a little more volume.
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Yeah. Do you know who's saying that?
It's not Southwest, it's Northwest.
Northwest,
Mike. 2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Do you know who's saying that?
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein. 2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Now, despite the magnificent consistency.
That's the Mad Fox tap room. That's
what we're
doing. Despite the magnificent consistency, that's actually four different takes of Steve. And so if we had, like, let's say it was like the Jackson 5, but it was the Mermelstein 4, it would sound like this.
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Do that again, please. I enjoy it. Thank you.
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest. Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein. 2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest. 2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
All right, thank you very much. We get it. That's fantastic. Mad Fox Tap Room. We're all going to be there 6 o'clock. So Jerky, we chatted this week, and he's going to be coming by, wearing his school clothes, his police
good man.
Clothes.
Oh, he's always fun. He's he's good for a laugh and also a good story.
And you know, I might be coming back to D.C. in the spring too, because I'm not sure yet, but going to try to work it out. The my buddy John Harris is retiring. You know that?
Did
you know that?
Is he really? What a good guy!
So I wanted to say,
is.
If I don't say it again, I want to say, enjoy your retirement and have fun in Myrtle Beach. And you're one of the good guys and a dear friend. Couple of my buddies that are on the job. Don't know why I hang around cops. Maybe because I'm a squirrel.
You're
right?
A squirrel.
You're a squirrel.
I like the danger. I like being around. I don't like the danger.
The idea of possible danger.
If I like the if I really liked the danger, I would have accepted Jerky's. I did accept his invite to go on a ride along one time, but the it got vetoed by the higher ups.
But you got to do the other ride where you wore the shoes.
Yeah, remember
with Officer Meg. With
that's
Officer
right.
Meg,
you
I went
Heelys
on a
on.
And Officer Meg and I don't continue to keep in the same kind of contact that we used to. I don't know what she's doing.
You're out of town. I mean, it's tough.
I'm out of town. That's it.
You're out
it's
of town,
difficult.
Out of touch.
So I've went on officially one ride along. I went, but with Jerky, I had to work up my courage to go. And then the supervisor, whoever the captain was or whatever, he poo pooed it.
Wasn't he on some sort of task force at that time, though?
I believe he was. I believe it was dangerous work he was doing, Oscar, and I don't think I could go. So Jerky will be there, and I think I'm going to sit Jerky right next to Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Oh, I think that would be
great.
For
the entire
evening.
I think that's right.
You know, you've got a knack for knowing how people will get along. You're sort of like a social coordinator.
All right, here's the prize that I'm going to be giving out at the Mad Fox Tap Room a week from tonight.
Chess.
I will buy a plate of chicken fingers for the person that travels the longest distance to see us.
Ooh.
At the Mad Fox Tap Room. I will buy a plate of chicken fingers.
What about
fingers.
Wings? I don't think they have chicken fingers. I think they have wings.
They don't have
They don't have chicken fingers for the classy chili.
I can't go. Yeah. I can't do it. I cannot do it at all.
You mean if I were to go to that place?
2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest.
They wouldn't have chicken fingers.
I don't think they do.
All right,
I've been there enough, and I've looked for them. Trust me. You know my simple palate.
Yes. That's
Oscar,
true. You're sort
Oscar,
of like a child.
I think let's upgrade it. How about an appetizer of their choice?
Yes.
An appetizer of
not
a free
to exceed
app.
This many dollars.
Yes, not to exceed exact 10.
Up to
$10
but not
in
to exceed
DC. $10. That gets you one lettuce wrap. That's what you get there. You know.
So how will they prove the distance? Does it have to be on a driver's license?
Well, you could have a driver's license and be from far away, but you live in DC. I'm talking about somebody that actually drove in.
Is little Michael coming?
No, he will not be coming. No. I believe Mrs. O'Mara will be in attendance, and my mother-in-law will also be in attendance. My mother-in-law, hey guys, I think she's single, but I'm not sure.
Oh. And you know what? When you say mother-in-law,
Carly gets mad when I say that, but I think she's a wonderful woman, and I think
often you get the image of a sitcom mother-in-law, like an old battle axe, but no. This is
it's
a
like
fine-looking lady. Yeah.
No, we should mention the fact that she's 3 years younger than I am. That's the modern family. You know?
But looks 12 years. I mean, I would say 15 years younger than my
20.
Well, she's
20,
in much better
tell
shape.
Me more.
And, much fitter than
relax,
I am. Everybody's fitter than I am. That's the way. What did he say?
He said 20. He said 20.
Pony, is your mother coming to the Mad Fox?
She will be there, Mike.
She will.
Oh, yeah. Glenn is coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Table for two.
That's right.
Something romantic.
Yeah. You know how I know it's going to be fun? I get a sixth sense about these things where it's just going to be that kind of evening. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think we're going to have a good little turnout. So join us. The address keeps escaping.
Oh,
you
need to know the address, Mike.
Mm. Yeah, we do.
The address, you'll find it. It's right up the
2218 Wisconsin.
Forget it. Jesus Christ. Do we have to break? Is that why you were playing that?
Yeah, I think it's time to break.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's going on, Rob?
It's when he plays me out. That's what kills me.
What do you mean?
Can we go to commercial?
Yes, I wish we would.
Do you have music to go to commercial break?
Yes, I do have music to go to commercial.
Okay, very good.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm little Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode, Gary hoes out the podcast.
Oh, no.
You do.
Not really.
Yes, you do.
Oh, tell them about the two-man march.
Also, the two-man march, the plans are coming together, and man, we're going to pick our march theme song.
Biggest movement in history.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you ready to upgrade your style without upping the price? How about touchofmodern.com, everybody? I love touchofmodern.com. You're going to love touchofmodern.com. They got such cool stuff there, and it's stylish stuff, too. They've got right now contemporary menswear that's up to 70% off of retail.
Wow.
How cool is that, everybody? I am looking at the stuff they have. If you want to be hip, if you want to look like you have certain style, and if you're somebody who has a body shape like Oscar Santana, I would go to the Dapper Man section of touchofmodern.com.
I picked up some shoes there, Mike.
Oh,
nice.
They got some great shoes now. I'm looking at those Nisolo shoes they have on Touch of Modern. They're handmade, and they are incredible. Now, listen, you might think, oh, they just got expensive stuff. They've got everything. They've got everything for every price range, and they've got very cool stuff as well. So check out touchofmodern.com. The latest clothing, the newest products from Touch of Modern. Everyone will be copying your style. They're the place for products and stylings for your home, office, and closet. Touch of Modern connects directly with top designers for timeless and unique products. They scour the globe for jaw-dropping great gifts. They've got tech gadgets, iPhone cases, accessories, everything. Touch of Modern has new sales launching literally every day. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com, everybody. So last night, I have no idea why I felt this way.
What?
But my interview, the first part of my interview, aired on the Portland and Bangor TV stations up here in Maine on a program called 207. That's the area code for Maine. And I was great when they came over to do the interview. I was completely at ease, really excited about it, looking forward. Yesterday, all afternoon, I felt this ridiculous anxiety over this TV interview.
And really?
It had already been done, but I was, maybe it's the same reason I get nervous on an airplane. It's the lack of control that, you know, I laid out the interview. They did, you know, nothing was said to make me uptight, but I knew that it was in their hands. And for some reason, I was nervous about it. And then I was very happy with the way it turned out last night on 207. I thought they did a really, really fair job for me. Very, very cool.
It looked like they left almost everything in. I mean,
they left a lot in. They left a lot in.
And also, they put it right at the front of the show. I streamed the show live on the Channel 6 website.
Yeah, they left.
And I went in at like 7:01, and it was already running. I said, oh, my God, he's on television.
They front-loaded it, and I was really happy about that. This is a guy that's up here that watches it all the time, and he said to me, and you're getting two nights. They usually only do that for an author or a senator.
Wow.
There you go.
I have
two favorite
moments from the interview. Can I share them?
Sure.
Because it's not up on the 207 website yet.
This is cool. It'll be up when the second part airs tonight. That's the way.
I expected that's what
I hope. Can you find that out, Rob? Because I don't know. I was looking for a link, too, and there's a tremendous amount of audience for this that is not going to be able to see it until they
put that link up there, a great picture of you, though.
There's a picture on the website, but there's nothing to get
the video.
So I guess they're waiting till part two is over. I think that's what they're trying to do.
I'll find out from Rob today. This is my favorite part of one of two favorite parts. When you talked about you got your start at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and I thought it was cool that Rob Caldwell remembered the ad.
I grew up in Connecticut, and I can remember the commercials for the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yep.
And this is, I think, a verbatim quote. They used to say, if you have an average voice, average intelligence, but above average ambition.
That's it. We both said that. I remember that.
Dick Robinson's Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and I got a lot out of it. I think I was 14 when I went to that school while I was in high school, and I really wanted to be in radio from the time I was a teenager.
And the other moment that I loved is when you really showed your respect for the audience.
And now, where are you doing your show from?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Rob. I am actually having a temporary studio in my bedroom. I do my show 4 feet from my bed, and I will not be bringing the cameras in there because I'm very embarrassed of that fact.
Pajamas?
No. No, I shower, put on a decent clean shirt for my listeners each and every day.
Only the best, Mike. Only the best.
Yes, only the best. I actually shower before every show.
You look sweet. You looked good.
That's partially true.
You looked good on the interview, too. I mean, your hair looked good and everything. I was
impressed. Well, the way they shot it, you know, they bring these little cameras, and they had two of them, but you know, you never know until you see it how it's going to turn out. So it was, I don't know why I was filled with anxiety, but I think it was great for the show and great to remind people up here in Maine. We had a really, really good base of listeners in the Portland, Maine area.
Right.
And we got some up all over the state, but especially down there around WZAN
cool.
down in Portland that listened to the show. So it was fun to do. And then part two airs tonight. And I guess they stream it, right? You can stream it live at 7
we'll
o'clock
share the
tonight.
Link.
And and then, you know, check it out. And then, of course, we'll put it up as soon as it's all done and everybody will get a chance to get a look at it.
I can't believe you were nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was.
So
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. I wasn't nervous for the actual interview.
Yeah, I know that.
But I don't know. It's just like it was like, what if they did something silly?
Oh,
or what if
gotcha, I gotcha journalism?
You know, no, I don't think it was going to be like that. I think it was going to be like camera angles and all that. And, you know, I'm a schlub and I just worry about how that's going to. Right now, the way I'm thinking, even with weight loss, I am saying that eventually I'm going to get my my little chicken neck fixed. I'm going to do that.
Plastic?
That's going to be my That's going to be my vanity. No, I'm actually going to use super glue.
No, but I mean,
I'm going to do super glue. I'm going to pin it back here like this.
That'll be good. But then, will you still be able to do voices?
Hey, Paula. Anyway, it was interesting, and I don't know. I just was.
I never noticed until you just said something. Now you could get that removed easily.
Removed.
I got a lot of weight to lose before I do that. I have a lot of weight to lose before.
But weight
that
loss
happens,
will probably actually aggravate that, won't it? Because you'll have, you'll have more skin.
Yeah, we have to let the loose skin fall, and then you cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then give it to a listener.
I'm saying skin I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to.
Why not?
I just don't.
You would look like so much younger.
I don't care, though. You know, I really don't care. I mean, would I like to be in better shape? I would. Do I care about, you know, I think, I don't know. I know there are men that listen to this show that have probably gotten plastic surgery. You know, I really think who's coming in here? Oh, okay, Caitlin, what do you mean?
Oh, hey.
You can say that again.
Okay,
CJ,
thank you.
Coming by.
Thank you very much.
You know, Mike, people
CJ
that have
stopped by just to
people
say
that have worked on this show have gotten plastic surgery.
Yes, yeah, Buzz got plastic surgery.
He looked great. He looked younger when that happened.
Yeah, he did. He did. But I don't know. There's just something about that you know, I don't feel super over the top strongly about it, but I just don't know if it's anything that I would ever
do. You fear
that? Seems like you're going too far. You know, I stopped dyeing the beard, you know, with the Just for Men beard coloring, and you know, my hair. I got mostly non-gray hair up on top, so I'm happy about that. And I have my hair, so I don't know if I want to carve it. Would you do plastic surgery?
Absolutely,
Oscar?
No, in a heartbeat.
I would not. I would.
What
not.
About lap band surgery?
For me? How about why don't we just sew your mouth shut? Think that would take?
Lap band. Have you ever thought about lap band surgery?
No.
No.
Have what you? About the sleeve?
What is that?
It's like lap band, but it's a little less aggressive, I've heard.
No. I don't have any. You know what? I don't want to go chase down surgery. I don't need it. I think it's going to find me soon enough. I don't need anything that I'm going to choose to do. I think most of the surgeries I do are going to be strongly recommended by physicians.
You do. I was seeing a story. I think we've got it in the news about that lady that hit the lottery and quit her job immediately.
Yes.
And I just those moments right there like that when I'm thinking about I could hit the lottery for $300 million. I'd be lying if I say I wouldn't probably modify the schedule a little bit.
Sure.
But I am telling you something, you know, coming in and doing this, you talk about that lady that worked at the fiberglass factory,
yes,
you know, and walks in and says "F you" to her boss, like
quit
within 5 minutes of winning the lottery. Yeah. We're conflicted. I have a good time doing this, but the fact is, also, you know, I think it's not all about us. As much as I know we're not like the Redskins with a public trust, but we've got a responsibility.
We've got a great
don't
family.
We?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
We've got a responsibility to everybody that's out there buying Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to play that lottery. Like, hey, Carla,
that's a great story, by the way. If you didn't know. This wonderful
it's a great
lady.
We'll have it in news you may not need.
Oh, good.
I can't wait to hear
very,
it.
Very, very cool. So anyway, I was nervous, Oscar. I'm not sure why, but you know, part two is tonight.
All
on
the gotcha questions will be in part two.
Yeah. I hope. Now you've got me anxiety written again because I'm hoping part two is as good as part one. I was very happy. You know how I know I was happy?
He teased it in a very funny way, though.
Let me tell you how I know I was happy. This is how I know I was happy. I didn't go back and look at it again.
Good.
I did not go back and look at it. You know me, Mr. Negativito. If I didn't like it, I would have gone back and looked at it 10 times.
You would have dissected it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very happy. Oh, we're up on a break again. We got to take a break here. We will come back.
Hey, Mike,
and,
it's Richard Marks.
There it is
for a little bit.
For our we'll play it for a good long time.
It's Cindy.
Cindy Baruti.
That's right.
Is that who it is?
It is.
A very, very loyal fan of the show. All right, we love you, Cindy. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've been where you are before. No one understands it more. You fear every step you take. So sure.
Oh no.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Little mix for you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to talk about nuts.com. You go down in our pantry downstairs in the O'Mara kitchen, and we have not only the baking supplies for Carla, who's been going crazy, we've got mixed nuts in the freezer. Carla puts her nuts in the freezer, and we've got four bags in there now of macadamias, cashews, and mixed nuts. And then I think there's some other baking product that she's got in there. But the house is full of nuts.com. What are you holding in your hot little hand? That's a smaller pack.
Yeah, this was right one there of the free samples they threw in when I ordered. And
are those the figs?
No, better than that. This is pistachios, and never have I been through a bag of pistachios. Every one of them is perfectly split for shelling.
Oh,
you know how
awesome
you normally run into Amen pistachios you can't bust open? Not only are they delicious, easy to
Hand
eat.
Hand some over.
Talking about nuts.com, we love the website. Nuts.com, the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and other treats from all around the world. Nuts.com is more than just nuts. They've got over 3,000 snacks, and they are fantastic. Right now, new customers can get four free samples when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That, my friends, is a $15 value. You'd be nuts not to take advantage of that. They got coffee, tea, sugar-free, and gluten-free snacks. Over 3,000 of them. Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever you like. They'll have it for you at nuts.com. You want to munch on it? They'll let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get four free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for four free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you to nuts.com. So I wanted to let everybody know Rob and Oscar will be doing the show on Friday, and I will be in transit, which means that tomorrow is, and really today technically, is my last full day in the great state of Maine. And
how does it feel? What emotions are you feeling?
I'm excited. I'm excited about coming down and seeing you guys and being in D.C. for the week down there, and then excited to get back down to sunny Florida and see all our friends down there. Very, very exciting. This is a I would tell you the full year experiment is about to conclude,
right?
And it has been a success. I am very, very happy with the way things have gone. It's been busy as hell. It's been you know, my life has been changed dramatically, but at the same time, I'm very, very happy. What's Matt getting up for?
I just sent him to get me a water, if you don't mind.
Okay, there you
Mike, you're gonna we're gonna have to fake the show without him. We're gonna have to pretend he's here.
To do it,
yeah.
But you know what? Peanuts. I just want to say this publicly to
they were a pistachio.
I give these two guys a lot of shut up for a second. I'm trying to be serious. God damn it! Let me. Can I?
Yes.
Can I give a compliment, please?
Sorry.
And can you stop fooling around for just 1 second, please?
Sorry.
I really, really want to say to Rob and to Oscar, we all accommodate each other. Rob and I accommodate Oscar's business schedule, but you guys have done a great job over the year accommodating me when I'm going here and there and everywhere. And, you know, it's just, it's always a non-hassle. And I've worked with a lot of different people in my career, but with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, you know, our discussions about scheduling and when we're doing things, we had a momentary scheduling problem, and it wasn't even a problem. It was because somebody hadn't said they were doing something. And the gist of it was Oscar and Rob doing something for me that I didn't know about. And that's it. That's as problematic as it gets. When it comes to working with a couple of guys that say, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. We all do that with each other.
Yeah.
And it's never been like this in my career where we all kind of do that. And I think that it I might have gotten a half a year added to my life based on that lack of hassle. So I wanted to say thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you are quite welcome. That you'll make you'll see 2017
easy.
Then.
You two guys are the you guys are so seamlessly easy to work for because you're professionals, and I can bitch all the time, and I know a lot of people are going to go, Mike, what are you doing? I have to say this when I feel it, and you two, as far as the day-to-day doing of shows, and I'll throw Pony into this too, because Pony, everybody just stands up and shows up when they're supposed to. Oscar to a point, and you know they show up.
They
and
show
the fact
up
is,
7 minutes after they're supposed to.
But the fact is, when it comes to big decisions about scheduling, do you remember what a cluster F that was in the early days of our show when we try to like modify something? It
by
used to
a
be
half
difficult.
Hour, a half hour would wreck everything,
and it just means it's just really great to do this. And I know that I've got a lot on my plate as far as moving studios from point A to point B, but it doesn't seem like that big a deal because you guys make it easy.
And it's not really a lot on your plate because you've done it so many times.
Yeah, it's not like the first time.
Easier.
It's not like the first time.
You know my greatest challenge, moving studios? There are certain integral pieces of equipment that go between up here and down there. And the question is just using my depleted cerebral capabilities to remember what goes.
Yes.
So I'm going to err on the side of probably taking more than I need to take.
It's a great mistake to make.
But it should be okay.
Redundancy is everything.
But you know, to speak to what you say,
yes.
You guys, all of you make it easy for everybody. I think we all make it easy for everybody.
We've just done the show
in every configuration.
Right.
And it just works out. And, you know,
Carla's got it. Maybe the anxiety is because, you know, the show on the 207 is this week. We're you know, picking up the tent and we're folding the tent up and moving it again. So I get a little angry. Carla's calm as a cucumber. She's totally calm about this.
I'll give you a good example. For my leadership and human capital class, right? We are doing a corporate profile on Zappos. Remember how I begged for Derek Flores from Zappos to call me on the show yesterday?
It's a shoe company.
Well, it's a clothing company.
Yes.
And they have a great corporate culture, like a famous, world-renowned corporate culture, the way they treat their employees. So I was talking to our team, and they said, what are the odds that we could actually go to Las Vegas and have a corporate, really like an immersion into their day, right?
Okay.
So I talked to Derek. Within 24 hours, he had set it up, and on a Friday, because we'll double up on Thursday. On a Thursday night, I'll fly to Las Vegas in 2 weeks.
You're going to do a weekend in Vegas?
I'm going to do 36 hours because they only have this one window, and we're going to fly there as a team from school and then fly right back.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
And of all the people you would have to profile for your business class, this man has the capability of weaving fun into his work more than any human being.
That's right.
That I know. And this guy, I remember this guy because we met him in Vegas.
Yes.
And he's a fun guy too.
As a team.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
But the idea that we'll be able to learn firsthand on site, it's priceless.
It is.
So when are you going to Las Vegas?
In two weeks. We won't miss a show, but we'll have a good story when
I get back. Well, that's another thing about us. We don't miss a show, and I think that people that have listened for a long time know that we played a little fast and loose in the early days with our scheduling, and we take it pretty seriously now, and we like generating the content for you guys, and it just everybody's cooperative, and it makes everybody, when they have their moments, you know, and Oscar, I think you and I probably have to be fair and say there's nobody that's more roll with the punches and cooperative than Rob Spiewak as far as always
I gotta disagree with that and argue.
Okay, so you're not allowed to say anything nice. Okay, you're not allowed to say anything nice. I don't like it when you say things.
No, you're sweet.
I don't think he's rolling with the punches. He's just not doing anything, so it doesn't affect him.
Well, he's here all the time.
Yes,
he's here.
Presence. Isn't that what it's, Mike? 90% of success is showing up.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And I've
got a strong B plus at 90%.
Very true.
Nothing additional.
So let me see. I'm going down the list here. I have to mention this viral video. Did you boys get a chance to see this poor soul? And I don't want to call him a poor soul because he's such an a-hole.
No, he's an a-hole.
The drunken kid at UConn.
Yeah. I haven't. Do you want to hear a little of it?
This kid, for anybody that may have had to do an apology tour because of alcohol, this is times 10,000 because this kid is blind drunk and he is behaving. He is the worst bad drunk. I can tell that this child, who is, I think, 19 years of age.
He is.
Should probably not see a bottle of booze for the rest of his natural life. He's out of control. Goes into a school, like food court.
Yeah.
And wants to get like jalapeno mac and cheese, and they're not going to serve him. And he starts getting into it with the manager, and he is despicable to this manager. And they finally arrested him. But this is a clip from that.
Mike, you mean Luke Gatti is his name.
Luke Gatti.
Let's call
He's
him
famous
by name.
Now, baby.
Luke Absolutely. Gatti, 19-year-old man, wants his mac and cheese.
You're a idiot. I'm going to get expelled. Just give me some. Bacon, jalapeno, mac and cheese. I just denied it. You can't come in here with a fucking bottle of booze, dude. Think about it. Think.
Ask anybody here. Is he willing to walk in with open bottle?
It's tough to hear the audio that well on there.
It is. You know, I guess when you see it, it's a little more clear what's going on.
The manager is pointing at this kid and going, think. You need to think.
You need to think because he comes in with an open beer into the food court. Oh my
God. Right.
Yeah,
right.
And he just demands
there are two things about that manager. He's out of his depth, first of all.
Yeah.
The manager does not know how to look. There's one way to handle that. There's one way. You call the cops immediately.
And you goon hand that guy.
I don't know.
You goon hand him. You grab him by his arm and say, come over here. This is what's going
to
happen.
Don't you think the way to handle it might be
to give physical,
him...
He what's that?
You could also handle it by giving him his mac and cheese.
Trick him.
No, you don't give him his mac and cheese. He's making a
scene. I was kidding. They
got him in an arm bar, you know, at the end. One of the chefs came out from the back and took care of the kid. But that could have been... That was allowed to linger. That's the one thought I had. Because this thing goes on for like 9 minutes.
Yep.
And this kid is just going on. And then he shoves the manager. And then finally, on the second shove, the cook or whoever was back there gets the kid in a chokehold and they flip him over and then the cop comes in. But oh my God, it just went on and
on. When I watched it and I got the impression it might be, it very well could be one of his first experiences with alcohol.
That might be true if he hadn't been arrested twice before about it.
Oh, had he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that might I did be not
true.
Know that.
That might be true
great?
You know, I was thinking when I read this about this kid, Luke Gaddy is his name.
Yeah.
Was that, there's some suffering parents there.
The only thing
the Gaddy parents might?
Out of this is that the man didn't kill anybody in a car. Mm-hmm. He didn't completely alter the direction that his life was going to go into, because at 19, you still have so much runway.
Yeah,
and if you figure out that you have an effing problem with three incidents already early in life and he can find some sort of recovery, his life will change for the better.
True enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's not even legal to drink yet. He has 2 years to get everything figured out before it's even legal.
Busted three times.
When you become an
19,
internet sensation, no, this poor kid. This kid is splayed everywhere.
Yeah.
There's heavy.com. Luke Gaddy, 5 fast facts you need to know.
Oh, five fast facts?
Okay, well, let me see. Number one fact for Luke Gaddy, the viral tantrum started after the manager wouldn't let him bring beer into the market. So we didn't see that on the video, but that's the reason that the whole thing started. Number two, Gaddy was charged with breach of peace and trespassing. That's it. Number three, he called a cop an effing N-word during an arrest last year. There's another mugshot of him from a 2014 arrest when I think he was at the University of Maine. Yeah, Gaddy was arrested twice in 2 weeks last September when he was a student at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. So the kid's got a problem and he needs to get some help. That's
it. And what's with him in the fall? Like, that's not a good season for him.
Here's the best part.
Well, it's the pumpkin beers.
This is such horrible.
High ABV?
Yeah, high ABV. He's okay in the summer when he's just drinking like a Kolsch.
So bad. Number four, he is a competitive skier and a Mets fan from Long Island, New York. Oh, God. And there he is. He's he's an avid skier.
I have met some wonderful people from Long Island, but also some of the world's worst people from Long Island.
Sure.
There's a person I know that Mike O'Schmomera.
Yeah.
Mike Schmomera, when he went to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, the majority of the student body was from Long Island, New York. That may or may not have been the reason he transferred to America.
Ah. Really?
And number five, he once worked in the kitchen staff at a ski camp. That's all.
These are our fast facts, Mike.
That's a little resume, right?
That is.
Wow. Yeah.
He attended high school at the Killington Mountain School in Vermont, which has now deleted references to him from its website.
He must be damn good.
And Mike, the sixth fast
skiing fact wise,
is that his internship with the Mike O'Mara Show starts in January. So we will have him along for
that
the ride.
That Killington school, though, is like a prodigy school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think he might be a rich kid, too.
Yeah.
After his arrest at UMass, he told the blog Only in the Republic of Amherst in an email, the case is still open and it would be imprudent for the media to report. This is not him saying this. I'm jumping around here.
Someone else.
Well, he has not responded to requests for comment from any other news outlets. So He likes his food, though, because there's a lot of stuff about him working in the food and doing
that. You need energy if you're going to ski.
Maybe that's his passion.
Right. He was expected to be a member of a UConn ski team, but his name has now been removed from the team's roster.
Instead of barley and hops, maybe he should go into like the culinary business, right?
Might be good. Yeah. The man has made a fortune eating olives.
So police said when they arrived at this party in Amherst, Gaddy was repeatedly screaming F-U, effing a-hole pig while gesturing his middle finger with both hands. Oh, I don't know that move.
There you go. He seems nice.
At an officer. Gotti was taken into custody in police headquarters. When the officers tried to get him out of their transport vehicle, he kicked a police officer, striking him in the leg with his foot. The officer suffered a hand and arm injury during the incident. The outcome of that case wasn't immediately available. So he's got a history, this poor little guy. I don't want to say poor little guy. He was a dick. But I hope he gets
the help.
But
a young man needs the help.
Yes.
Bottom
he
line.
Does. He does.
What a great video.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great video.
And the only thing I care about is that it doesn't cast any aspersions on mac and cheese.
That's right.
So can't have. Unless you're getting the Kraft mac and cheese that was recalled that can cause tumors.
Yes.
Just trying to get it all in today, folks. Just trying to get it all in.
Wow. You know, quite a list.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet Steve Mermelstein. Did you know it's almost time for the highlight of your year? Get ready, my children, because the entire TMOS gang is coming to the Mad Fox Tap Room in Glover Park, Washington, D.C., USA, Wednesday, October 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. Come hang out with Mike, Oscar, Rob, and the whole gang. The Mad Fox Tap Room is conveniently located at 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. For directions, check out madfoxbrewing.com. But it's easy to find. It's right across the street from the Bagel Bakery. So come out for the meet and greet. It's truly a mitzvah. Mermelstein out.
Did you get the address, Mike?
No, can you play it again, please? One more time.
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Yeah, we're all going to be there with a beer in our hand.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by... I've got Mermelstein disease. Sorry about that. Sleep Number. That's what I want to talk to you about. I love my Sleep Number. Mrs. O'Meara was kind enough to go downstairs and let Mr. O'Meara play with the Sleep Number automatic up and down thing as much as he wanted.
Yeah.
Just getting in the perfect position to watch the Astros beat the Yankees last night. It's a lot of fun. New Sleep Number research shows that people with Sleep Number beds who use Sleep IQ technology experienced improved sleep quality and their time in bed was more restful. And now Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology so you can experience the best sleep of your life. And you can prove it. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness, and I can even change as often as I want. But I don't want to. I love my Sleep Number firmness, and I keep it where it is. It's about an 85, and it has been for a good long time, and that helps my back. I love this bed. You will, too. With the optional Sleep IQ technology, they track your sleep so that you know how to adjust for your best possible night's sleep. Come in and discover the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, starting at just $1,099.98. No better sleep? Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to inhale sharply like you're surprised. And tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you. Thank you.
News!
A 50-year-old woman in Southwest Michigan named Julie Leach. She came forward yesterday after hitting the Powerball lottery for over $310 million. She's worked at a fiberglass factory. We were talking about her before. Almost 23 years. And she says she was having a worse day than usual last week. She was on her lunch break when she checked the lottery numbers. Then after she had her coworkers double-check them, she walked up to her boss and told him she didn't need a raise anymore and quit immediately.
Good for her.
Right there on the spot, which is what everyone always dreams of doing but never does. When a reporter asked about it, she called it a nasty, dirty job. Now, that's the only thing I take issue. Yeah, I'm glad you won the $300 million, lady, but you don't need to diss everybody else that's working side by side you in that fact. That kind of pissed me off a little bit.
I don't know that she was dissing the people. I think she's dissing the work. I mean, I wouldn't want to work in a fiberglass company.
But she's being thoughtless for the people that she was side by side. That's just my opinion with that. Well, I don't look. You
she's
can
got her
job.
FU money.
Yeah.
How about you break them off?
She's
a
earned
piece.
This.
Yeah.
Like, give all those people that are still at the nasty, dirty job. a little taste.
Yeah, here's $10K a piece. Sure.
She's taking the lump sum, so after taxes, she'll get about $140 million, which no one ever really talks about except me. I love to point it out. Talk about the man screwing you.
They only care get about 45% of it. Yeah,
they take half of it. So it's not, $300 million.
Invested right, it could be more than $300 million in the long run, though.
True.
Time value of money, Mike.
I understand that, Steve Jobs, but the fact is, you know, that I'm just talking about what the government grabs.
What is
so
with
when they
him
when
today?
They say the lump sum, you know, if you take the lump sum, but it still would
less
not
than
add
half
up to the 300, even if you took it over the whole time, right?
Right, and because of the taxes being yanked out of it.
It's just how
they bone you.
They do.
Thank you. Ladies, if you are dating New York Giants receiver Victor Cruz, and there's not a ring on your finger, you just got called out by his fiance. Her name is Elena, and she reportedly sent a group text to some other women he's been dating. It says, quote, "I figured since you all know about me that I should introduce each one of you to each other so we can all know who we've been effing for the past several months."
Wow.
So, ladies, meet one another and feel free to exchange notes. She got hold of his text messages. I don't know if they're still engaged, but who knows? We'll have to keep you posted on that one. Good old Tom Hanks getting it done and being a good guy. Another good guy Tom Hanks story.
Oh, Tom.
He found a girl's college ID during a walk in Central Park recently. So he is now trying to contact her through social media to give it back. I saw the picture that he tweeted. It's a photo ID with her last name covered up, and her first name is Lauren, and she goes to Fordham. So Tom Hanks put that out there, and I guess with the star power he has, this will probably get back to her. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like Lauren will have the opportunity to meet Tom. He said, quote, "If you still need it, my office will get it to you." But still, it's cool that he took time to get her ID back to her. What are they expecting to do? "Hey, if you this is your ID, why don't you meet me at a cafe on the Upper West Side?
$20.
And it's another well-timed good deed from Tom Hanks.
Dress
to get his racist white rapping son off the headlines.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And Tom Hanks. Curiously, doesn't Tom Hanks have a movie coming out too? Right? He's got a new movie.
Oh yeah, his new detective movie.
The spy detective.
Oh, yeah. ID, spy. Yeah. I smell a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He finds something.
The fish.
We don't trust anyone. More bad news for former AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd. Well, more of the exact same bad news. A New Zealand court turned down his appeal against his conviction on account of threatening to kill a man who used to work for him, as well as convictions of possessing meth and marijuana. Oh. That means Rudd can't avoid serving 8 months of home detention. Rudd's lawyers argued the sentence was excessive. Well, 8 months at home, that's not excessive.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a dream for
me. Sounds like my life.
The judge disagreed. Pony has lived an entire life of home detention.
That's right.
Once Rudd's sentence is up, he hopes to rejoin his bandmates, a possibility they have remained silent on. Chris Slade is handling AC/DC drumming duties. Rudd drummed for AC/DC during their classic 75 to 83 period and picked up again in 94 until
his arrest in 2015. Oh, dirty deeds and the dirt chief.
Anyway, a bow hunter is alive and fairly well after surviving a grizzly bear attack, but what's amazing is how he fought back. Chase Delwo is 26. He was hunting with his brother near the town of Choteau, Montana on Saturday when they saw a herd of elk. This story is from the Great Falls Tribune.
Uh-huh.
Delwo walked along a slim creek bed in an attempt to move the animals towards a ridge where his brother Shane was waiting, I guess, to kill them.
Shane.
That's when Chase and Shane.
Good names.
There they go. They noticed a bear waking up just a few feet in front of him. I guess he just stumbled upon a bear. The bear likely hadn't noticed him because of wind, snow, and rain at the time, and Chase had no time to draw back the arrow in his bow. The bear swiftly knocked Chase over, bit him on the back of the head, then bit his leg and gave it a pretty good shake and threw me ways, he said. But when the bear attacked again, Chase remembered an article his grandmother once gave him about how big animals have poor gag reflexes. So what he did was he pushed his right right arm down the bear's throat, and it worked. It's nothing they didn't perfect at American University. Wow. No, I'm kidding. Of
Mike,
course.
You know, not all bears have bad gag reflexes. Just ask Trip Affleck. Love you, Trip.
Shane so got chased to a hospital where he's recovering with various injuries and at least 200 stitches, but he's going to be okay. So the gag
so
reflex
choked,
on the bear.
He basically choked the bear.
Shoved his gagged arm him. Down the bear's yeah. throat. That's boy, I tell you, that's going against instinct, you know.
And wow. also, the bear has lost 10 pounds.
Probably just shocked the hell out of the bear.
Yeah.
Right?
And now a little something something. A 22-year-old guy from Austintown, Ohio, called the police on Friday night because he was, quote, too high on marijuana. When the cops got there, they heard him groaning, and when they went inside, they found him lying on the floor in the fetal position, surrounded by a bunch of Doritos, Goldfish crackers, and Chips Ahoy. Oh, is that playing to type or what?
So classic.
The guy is going to be charged with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. There is no word on whether or not he was offered a job on the Realm Network. We're going to take a break. Come back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Joe, the political season is really ramping up. Maybe we here at the Moore Broadcast Network should have our own debate.
Hit on the tough issues, the things that are important.
Yeah, like immigration. We need a wall around this network. No more podcasts. No one from Baltimore coming in and getting a show.
Or the legalization of marijuana. I know our show would vastly improve.
Yeah, well, I'm high right now. But who would be the Donald Trump in this debate?
You mean the loud, the obnoxious, the misogynist, the womanizer, Rich?
Well, obviously that's going to be Todd Moore.
Yeah, but he has amazing hair.
For now. RobinJoeShow.com. Subscribe at iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
I love those guys. Rob and Joe, check them out on the Morning Network. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Face it, everybody has a horror story when it comes to food delivery. If it's not late, it's cold or it's wrong. Well, now the restaurants you've always wished would bring food to your door are only a click away. If you crave it, you can have it delivered with DoorDash. That's right, DoorDash. High-quality food from your favorite spot, on time and still hot. DoorDash is a game-changer. They've got all your local favorites, national chains, anything from Vietnamese to Froyo to barbecue. If you crave it, DoorDash will bring it to you. And best of all, they deliver from places that don't deliver. All kinds of restaurants from across the city and surrounding suburbs. Oscar Santana has used DoorDash in D.C.
Absolutely love it.
And he loves it. Fleming's, Five Guys, Guapo's, California Pizza Kitchen, The Cheesecake Factory. Ordering is quick and easy on your PC or phone, and text updates ensure reliable delivery and eliminate guessing the arrival time. Plus, no tipping means no hassle. Just grab your food when it arrives. That's it. You're done. Try it out today. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners. DoorDash gives you $10 off your first order. That's like getting a free lunch. What do you have to lose? Just go to DoorDash.com and enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. DoorDash.com, enter TMOS at checkout, and you will get $10 off your order. A no-brainer. Try DoorDash for lunch or dinner today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, Oct 7, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Ran into a great list from Billboard today. You know, I love TV themes. Pardon me. I love TV themes, and I also like, charting information.
Yes.
Do you know that 6 times in the modern top 40 history, a television theme has been a number one record?
I did not know that.
6 times it's happened. Now, a lot of them have charted, but only 6 have gone to number one.
All right. Can I guess? Or am
sure,
I,
go
am
ahead.
I allowed
yeah,
to guess?
Yeah.
The one that pops to mind is the theme from Friends.
Friends was number one for 8 weeks
nice
in
pull.
1995.
Nice pull. I've got one.
Yeah.
Good Times.
Good Times, not a charting record. Sorry.
Theme from The Greatest American Hero.
Not a number one hit. But a great thing. Joey Scarberry was the artist,
yep,
I
Joey
think.
Scarberry.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was good. Believe It or Not, I'm Walking on Air. But that was not a number one hit.
Mm.
Okay.
What else do you
from
have?
From 1963, this one surprised me. And I believe the vocalist was Jerry Scoggins. And I know that the instrumentalists were Flattin' Scruggs, the theme to the Beverly Hillbillies. A number
that was
one
a
hit
number one?
In 1963. Can you believe that?
Says something about that time period.
It yeah. does. Well, 1963 is a weird time. We didn't have the Beatles yet. Okay, so we were kind of grasping.
So what do we have, 2 of the 6 now?
Yeah, we have 2 of the 6 now.
Is Bonanza on there?
No.
What about the Monkees theme song?
Not a hit. Not a big hit.
What about Hawaii?
Okay, all right,
Monkees.
Yeah, that's a good song. I love this one. And you know what? It fits in because we've been talking about Greece lately. 1976, number one for 1 week. Time to wonder what it must be like
to strap on a gun
and pin on a badge
and become, hey, from the deck of the deck tar, a lawman.
Rhythm Heritage and the theme to SWAT. And I love
this. We're laying
this
in the boosh. Yeah. All right, hey, Rob, flying under the radar. I've never been more Grease Man obsessed in my life. I don't know why that video got me. From the deck of the Jack Tar.
Made in the booze.
Hey, Hurricane Joaquin, that bandero. It's weird. I obsess on stuff like that. I don't know.
Another number one hit from 1976, number one for 1 week. John Sebastian and the theme to Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite. I love that song. I love it.
Well, you love the show.
Oh, I hate the show. Love the theme. Hated the show.
Where did he go? What was the premise of that show?
He was a sweat hog. Who was a
sweat hog?
No. I mean, the premise of the show was that Gabe Kaplan was a teacher that had a band of unruly students. They were the incorrigibles.
But he wasn't incorrigible.
Class.
That graduated
wasn't true. I forgot to get in this arena with the great gladiator. I'm so sorry.
What?
Rob knows. I'll shut up.
No. But you were right. Yeah. It's just that the thing is, it was Welcome Back because
Welcome Back because he had been an incorrigible.
Exactly. And he wanted to, you know, Vinnie Barbarino and Freddie Boom Boom Washington and Arnold Horshack and, of course,
all right. Okay.
Puerto Rican Jew.
Okay. This is where he. This is where he gets his SAT scores. Right here.
Now, this one did not surprise me, and I think this might have been one of the most frequently played records on the old morning zoo, Mike, because remember when you were required to play X numbers of songs an hour?
Right.
And this was a short song, number one hit from 1985, Jan Hammer. The theme to Miami Vice was number one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, huge. This was a huge record.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My parents would let me watch the show when I wasn't supposed to be watching it.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you were just like, wow, what is happening in Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
right?
Mike, if you're flying down to Orlando to go to the Living Seas at Disney World, smoke a big fatty. That'll make you nervous.
And also the theme to the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Yes. <That's right. laughs> Thank you from the deck of the Jack Tar.
And the last one I have is from 1992. I am pretty sure this was a spinoff of Beverly Hills 90210. It was a show called The Heights.
Yes.
And How Do You Talk to an Angel?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know this song.
Will you sing along?
Play this. I don't know.
Number one for 2 weeks in 1992.
I
don't know. Oh, God. He teased me.
I know the hook.
He knows the
hook. I know the hook. That's all I know.
But his name was Jamie Walter,
I think. Yeah, and he was also a character on 90210. He's an actor as well.
And his spinoff.
Yeah.
This was number one?
Yeah.
Mike, it's 1992. It's when the...
Jesus. When the music died.
I think
when the train left the rails.
One or two seasons, The Heights survived.
Maybe just one.
Wow, that's incredible.
Tell me.
Here we go.
I used to listen to this on a regular basis. I'm ashamed to say that.
Here comes the hook, Oscar.
How do you talk to an angel?
Man. Boy, you never know what's going to make him come out of his gopher hole, do you?
It's always a surprise. Anyway, those are the six number one hits that were TV themes. The Watson computer. IBM is building the Watson computer, right? Mm-hmm. And their new ad, Mike, it features Bob Dylan talking to a computer. Amazingly, Bob Dylan still looks like hell, but he sounds like he's together.
Bob Dylan, to improve my language skills, I've read all your lyrics.
You've read all of my lyrics.
I can read 800 million pages per second.
That's fast.
My analysis shows your major themes are that time passes and love fades.
Well, that sounds about right.
I have never known love.
Maybe we should write a song together.
I can sing.
Can you stop it right there? I know you say he sounds good. Bob Dylan always sounds like he's trying to talk to somebody and keep all the pot smoke in his lungs after a cigarette.
I think you would see that if you watch the ad.
It's okay.
Is that what you did? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really glad you did that.
That's genius.
Right. Thank you.
But at least genius. I never thought about that.
You can understand.
You've read all of my lyrics.
He just took a gravity bong hit, and he doesn't want to exhale.
That's All right. Oh, great. Well, yeah, that's really... That's super fast.
Odd choice for a computer spokesman, I thought. Mm-hmm. And Mike, oh, we missed it. Yesterday, we'll have to celebrate it next year. Yesterday was National Noodle Day.
Today is National Noodle Day, so don't forget to mark your calendars.
I like that.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Are you going to be okay?
No,
oh my God.
I'm
oh, my God. Hold on just a second. I just broke something.
What did you break?
Oh, no.
There you go. Broke Buddy.
It's weird. I hit a button and this graph appeared. Wow.
On the jack anyway. Tar.
That's it. Hey, another Mike O'Meara show is coming and gone. Be sure and join us again from the deck of the jack tar. For more thrills and more fun at MikeOMeraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us and the Mike O'Meara Show, the letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeOMeraShow.com. The Mike O'Meara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about that fabulous meet and greet at the Mad Fox Tap Room.
Do you have the address, Grease?
I did. I need the address. Can you? Where's Mermelstein?
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
That's right. Steve Mermelstein. That bandejo. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is yours truly saying see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOMeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOMeraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.